This is the Texas Standard.
The news out of Charlottesville over the weekend seemed to eclipse almost everything else headline-worthy, including a pair of marches in South Texas, which, when mentioned at all, were framed as protests about President Trump's plan for a border wall. You know, that wall has become more than just a flashpoint, as many of this past weekend's protesters will be the first to tell you. Because for all the talk about the wall, a whole host of other issues, maybe not as sexy or attention-grabbing, are getting pushed off to one side, overlooked by the fact that the wall's become such a thing. Meredith Hoffman is a reporter who's been covering this past weekend's protests. Meredith, welcome to the studios of the Texas Standard. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Thank you for having me.
So first, let's talk about the protests themselves, because I think when I saw these articles, mostly in some, you know, covered by some of the papers in South Texas, it was presented as protests about the wall, per se. But that's not exactly the case?
Yes. Well, border residents feel that so much attention has gone to discussions of the wall and to stopping illegal immigration that perceptions of their region have been skewed, and also that they are a region that has not gotten very much media attention in the past. So this may even be a chance for them to have their voices heard about other topics.
What would those topics be? I mean, for instance, if not the wall, what would they want to be a message coming from South Texas right now?
One concern is an economic one. The border towns in Texas have relied on Mexican shoppers and on Mexican tourists for years. And actually, partly due to talk about the wall and talk about crackdowns on illegal immigration, fewer Mexican shoppers have been crossing to come get goods legally. I spoke actually with the former mayor of the town of San Juan, Texas, San Juanita Sanchez, and she told me a bit about that.
I think one of the things that we've seen is a drop in some of the in the economy based on folks not necessarily coming over as they used to for the shopping, for the, you know, vacationing. But we definitely have seen that that's something that does affect us, you know, in a way that folks may not think about it, but it does affect our economy as well.
So they're already feeling these effects even before the first stake is hammered into the ground for this new wall. What else did they tell you?
The environment and kind of treatment of the environment not only is an issue that residents are concerned about when it comes to the wildlife refuge, where they say that certain endangered species like the ocelot could be threatened by this wall, but also there are plans for a few liquid natural gas plants nearby in the port of Brownsville that people have been fighting for years. So one man who's been vocal in this, I spoke with on the protest march, his name is Matthew Martinez.
The LNG plants that they're getting ready to build, they're going to build three liquid natural gas processing plants in the port of Brownsville. And it's going to ruin the environment. It's going to be bad for the shrimp industry. It's going to be bad for tourism. I mean, people come to the island to see the beach. They don't want to see these big refineries.
I mean, I don't think that outside of the Brownsville area, there's been a whole lot of conversation or focus on this LNG plant, which for obvious reasons could raise environmental concerns, which brings us to the issue of health care and other related matters. Did that come up at all when you talked with some of these residents?
That came up several times to me. I spoke with one woman, a longtime resident, who told me in Spanish that still many border residents travel across the border to Mexico to find medicine, vitamins that they can afford because the prices are cheaper there than in the U.S. I actually spoke with a group of high school students who were at the Santa Ana protest.
Wow.
Mariana Valle, who is going into her senior year, she's a 17-year-old who told me that she's afraid that her family members, if they lose Obamacare, that their health problems could get worse.
Well, I think there's a lot of problems with diabetes. I know a lot of people here have it. There's people in my family that have it. There's people that can't afford stuff sometimes. So especially like how they want to take away Obamacare, I think a lot of people will be in like trouble because of that, and they won't be able to take care of themselves.
These are some of the stories and some of the voices that you don't really get to hear much from the border until reporters like Meredith Hoffman go down there and bring them back and share them with us here on the Texas Standard. She's been working for the Associated Press and New York Times and Rolling Stone in the past, and We're awfully glad that you took a few minutes out to come and visit us here in our Standard Studios. Thank you so much.
Thank you.